Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. We're going to visit today with Andrea Bauer. Andrea is with the Huntington's Disease Society of America, Iowa chapter, as their advocacy chair and event coordinator. And they have an event that's going to be coming up here, a very important one, at here in Atlantic very soon. We want to talk a little bit about that and the bigger issue as well. Andrea, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you betcha. Tell us a little bit about Huntington's disease. I think we're all familiar with the name, but I'm not sure how many people are really familiar with the affliction.
It's a very rare disease, and if you have heard of it, I am very impressed with you. Huntington's disease is a catastrophic degenerative brain disorder. A lot of people combine it as ALS, Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, all wrapped into one, some dementia involved. It is hereditary. It tends to hit people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, so usually in their prime working years. A lot of times after you've been diagnosed, shortly after you are done working, you're on disability, and your family members have a 50% chance of getting it themselves. So it is truly a family disease, and one family can be devastated for generations to come because of this disorder.
It sounds tough. So why have we not heard more about that over time?
Probably because of it being a genetic disease. It is a small population in the grand scheme of things in the world. Here in Iowa, we currently have approximately 2,300 people treating throughout the state. A lot of them treat at the University of Iowa, which was one of the first center of excellence for Huntington's disease. We do have some here in Western Iowa that treat locally or in Omaha. So it's not currently impacting as many people, which I think does hurt its publicity involved.
You say it's hereditary. Is it exclusively hereditary?
Yes, it is only hereditary. If your parent has it or the gene, you have a 50% chance of passing it on.
That's tough to live with when you know there's always that chance hanging out there.
Exactly. It makes a lot of people have troubles deciding, do we start a family? Do we not start a family? Luckily, we have a lot of great genetic testing today, and that's what some of our fundraising goes towards, too, is for families who want to make sure they're not going to pass the disease on.
Yeah, it's in a lot of ways that affects families, not just physically and directly the person. You know, with Alzheimer's, we often talk about how it affects all those folks around you as well, because they're all essentially caregivers in some way. Does Huntington's kind of fall in that same realm?
It's exactly the same way. A lot of family members, the spouses that may not have it themselves, get fatigued because they are the primary caregiver. I have an individual that we actually made a documentary about that I'm friends with down in Florida, that this mother, she watched her husband die of Huntington's, but while at the same time taking care of two of her children and her grandchild with Huntington's. So she's a caregiver for four people at one time with Huntington's disease. So it does impact your entire family for generations.
Yes, support isn't just for those who are afflicted. It's also for those around who are affected.
Exactly. And that's another thing we like to add in our fundraising efforts at HDSA, is to help those family members with support groups, counseling, anything they need help with.
Being this is kind of exclusive, it's exclusively hereditary then, does it make fundraising a little tougher?
Extremely tough, because everyone's heard of the Ice Bucket Challenge. Everyone had heard of ALS. People have not heard of Huntington's disease. So that is why we're trying to get out here and push the effort to talk about it, because we do have people here in Western Iowa and Atlantic and Audubon and Carroll with Huntington's disease. So I really appreciate you guys here at KJAN letting me come on here and speak.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the people who have that gene in their family are going to be very aware, and they're going to be very interested in helping out. But why should other people jump in? Why should they support the cause?
It's a great community. I myself am not directly impacted with Huntington's disease. I actually began volunteering at a hoopathon in Audubon about 15 or so years ago. Don't want to age myself too much, but I just fell in love with the family. The Huntington's family is a very welcoming family, because we know we need help. And I want to give that help, because I myself am not directly impacted. I want someone else to get some burden off of their shoulders to bring that notice out. And our event is a great family fun event for anybody to come out and have fun.
I would guess that if any of us knew someone, had that experience, that would change how we view this.
Exactly. Yes, it's very hard too, because the person, you may think that person's just a very angry or agitated person, or because of the movements, they're walking around appearing to be drunk, and they're not. And you know how frustrating that family and the is going through with this disease.
Absolutely. Very frustrating process to have to go through, and we don't want to watch anyone go through that either. That's for certain.
Right.
Well, coming up later this month on Saturday, July 29th, you've got a fundraising event that's going to be going on here in Atlantic. Why Atlantic?
I love miniature golf. We have a lot of real, quote-unquote, real golf events. I'm not good at that, but I grew up playing miniature golf actually at Sunnyside Range, and I thought, you know what, miniature golf is something anybody can do. I love Sunnyside Range. I'm so excited that they're reopened and rebranding, so I thought, let's bring this back home to Atlantic.
And you're familiar with that because you're from the neighborhood.
Yes,
here.
I'm from just up north in Audubon.
Very good. All right, we'll talk about the event coming up on Saturday, July 29th. That's going to be an event, as you mentioned, at the Sunnyside Range. What goes on?
From 10 to 2 on Saturday the 29th, we are doing Putt Out HD. It is just a chance for you to come and play a round of miniature golf on their brand new course, see some of the new animals. We're trying to get some food trucks there. The driving range will be open. It is $25 per person, and that includes your green fees and a cookie from the bakery on Broadway up in Audubon. If you haven't had the sugar cookies yet, oh, they're delicious. And just a chance to hang out with family and learn a little bit more about Huntington's.
Very good. And this is for anyone, any age?
All ages, all abilities. Just come out and have fun.
All right, very good. Now, did I read correctly? You've done this before, last year, but it was in the metro area in Des Moines.
Yes, last year we did try it at the Jester Park miniature golf course. It wasn't as successful as I was hoping, and I honestly believe that's because of small town values. When we had our hoopathons here in western Iowa, we also had one up in Storm Lake. The small towns know how to come out and support people. We have great values here. And I truly cherish that. And I want to bring this activity back to Western Iowa and help our families over here get some more recognition for their Huntington's disease.
Sure. This isn't one of a series of events around the state. This is the statewide
this
event.
This is the only one. All and right. It's the first of its kind in our organization.
So we need to get folks excited about supporting
exactly.
the cause.
Yes.
Not just here locally, but call your friends, call your neighbors, and your cousin over on the other side of the state. They can participate as well.
Exactly. And if you're not able to attend on Saturday the 29th, we would love donations. Either swing by and just make a donation in person. We do have a Facebook page and a web page that you can also make donations on. Or reach out to me directly and we can set something up.
Sure. Andrea, you kind of touched on it early on, but the money that is raised goes towards
research, support. With Huntington's being as rare as it is, our research not only helps Huntington's patients, but a lot of the Parkinson's research has been, they've been developing drugs for Parkinson's patients because they are so closely related. We're not going to be able to end Huntington's disease, but we can at least suppress the symptoms. So that is what our primary goal is right now, is to suppress those symptoms and support those families going through the disease.
How much of it is education as well, since we're sitting here talking about how very few people know much about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. At least 25-30% of our fundraising every year as a national whole mm-hmm. goes towards education. We're doing an education day in Des Moines at the end of October. That's also on our website. It's a great chance that if you know nothing about Huntington's disease, you can learn. We have a YouTube page from the Huntington's Disease Society of America that will just give you an info on what is Huntington's disease.
It's something that I don't think people really know a lot about. And if they want to learn more, this is one way to go about doing that. If you don't want to sit down, do the research, you can stop out here, help the cause. It's a very small donation to help out the cause. But also, that'd be an opportunity to ask questions, get more information.
Exactly. I will be there. A couple of my other board members will be there. A couple of people with Huntington's disease will be there. We just want to get that word out and educate people about the disease.
Yeah. And if folks would like to learn more, for example, online, they can find that where?
iowa.hdsa.org. We also have a Facebook page. If you just search Iowa HDSA, you'll find our Facebook page. But that website will give you anything you ever want to know about Huntington's disease.
Okay, very good. Well, we hope you don't need to do the research because it's affected your family, but find out more. It's always good to be more knowledgeable about these things. Because we are a small community, we live very close together, we want to support each other, and that's what events like this are all about. Andrea, one more time, that event coming up on Saturday, July 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., pretty simple.
Exactly. Putt Out HD and have some fun playing miniature golf.
All right. That's at the Sunnyside Range here in Atlantic. Andrea Bauer with the Huntington's Disease Society of America, Iowa chapter, with us here this morning. Thank you so much for the time here today and all that you and folks like you do to help raise interest in the cause.
Thanks, James.